today's episode, we are profiling and projecting Alberton Araldis Chapman de la Cruz. He is from Holguin Province.
Where did the de la Cruz come from?
Cuba. I don't know. That's what it says on his Wikipedia.
Oh, nice. Doesn't have that on Baseball Reference. Catch up, Baseball Reference.
Alberton Araldis Chapman de la Cruz.
It's got Alberton. It doesn't have the de la Cruz over here.
The Cuban missile.
Yeah.
The Cuban flamethrower. Scary Chappy. Yeah, they also have the Cuban flamethrower on here as a nickname. It's like, nah.
It's definitely something.
Definitely not anything. Career highlights and awards. Six-time All-Star. All MLB second team. What is that? I'm going to click the link to that because I don't know what that is. World Series champion. AL Reliever of the Year. MLB's 2010s All-Decade First Team. These aren't real things. The All-MLB Team is an annual MLB honor given to the best players across both leagues at each position during the season. So the players wrote on this?
No. So.
Determined by a fan vote and a panel consisting of media members, former players, and baseball officials. Does anyone know this exists?
It's a thing.
I think it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. 2019's first season.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't feel dumb anymore.
You're good.
Feel dumb for baseball because I was like, have you been giving out an award that nobody knows about?
No.
Wow, okay. The four closers from last season are Aroldis Chapman, Liam Hendricks, Josh Hader, Kirby Yates.
Good job, guys.
Really good job. He was the only Yankee to be put onto the All-MLB team. So we're happy for him.
Congrats.
Yes. Like many other guys in the bullpen, Jake.
Yes.
Chappie was nasty last year.
He had a really good year. He had a really good year. 57 innings pitched. Wow. 60 games, 53 games finished. Interesting. 85 strikeouts. I mean, he's incredible. There's not many dudes wired like him in the league. You brought up the baseball savant chart, and it's as peak can be on every metric, because he's different. I mean, the guy touches numbers on the radar gun that you'll only see a couple people in your lifetime hit, and he kind of goes unappreciated in Yankee land a little bit. That, again, we were raised kind of differently with that Rivera guy, the first unanimous Hall of Famer, that closing baseball games is really hard, and Aroldis Chapman is going to be remembered as one of the best to ever do it.
Mm-hmm. How many? Oh, yes. I mean, it would be Mo, him, a couple others around there, Hoffman, whoever you want. But yeah.
Billy Wagner.
Yeah. How many games did he not finish? I was trying to figure that out.
Seven. So there's extra innings.
Let's see how many. This is how many times he left and the game was still tied. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There, that adds up.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if they could have walked it off, and then he's still like the last pitcher.
Wonder he how still finished the game.
Yeah, is that? Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Cool. He was good last year. What was his best stretch?
Ooh, Aroldis Chapman best stretch.
We have a
middle of the season, and
we have a August. We have a May to June 17 game scoreless
to end the year. I mean, August and September, he went 15.1 one earned run.
Yeah,
and then in the middle of the season. I mean, he's crazy. He had two blips last year. He had one right before the trade deadline that had some Yankee fans wiling a little bit. And then did he had another blip? Not really. No, he had one. He had one blip last year where I think there was semi-concern, and it was an actual concern because we've been spoiled as Yankee fans with our closers.
But there is some there are some people out there with Chappie that say it's always scary, though. always puts a guy on base and all this. And I remember last season having, I think it was like the Patreon crew. Like, hey, can someone check out all the other relievers?
Right.
Closers.
Right.
And see how many 1, 2, 3 innings they get versus how many times they let a runner on. And Chappie was the worst. He was like, he does not have a lot of 1, 2, 3 innings. There's usually a guy on base. Yeah. So he does, if it's a 1-0 game, 2-0 or 1 lead or 2 lead and the guy's on base, you're going to sweat. So there is credence to that. He does make you sweat as a closer, but in the end, his stats are always phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, it's a get over it kind of thing. He's really good, and I know, like, Kirby Yates got brought up last year, and, you know, it's one of the times I don't feel like a douchey Yankee fan saying this, but closing games in San Diego is a little different than closing games in the Bronx. Chappie just does it. I think it's pretty much the same rules with Chappie coming in every season. Like, I'm going to give you basically 2 stretches where if you struggle, that's fine. And then the rest of the time, it's do your job. And it's, I don't know, it just goes underappreciated that, like, he had that one stretch 3 seasons ago, 2.5 seasons ago, where they had to take him out of the closer's role for, like, a week and a half.
2017.
Yeah.
Chances got it, yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. And otherwise, it's not a discussion at all.
So he came in 60 games.
Last year?
Yeah. How many do you think he allowed a base runner?
60 games, he allowed a base runner in 45 of them.
Yeah, 47. It's not that good. But yeah. Again, if you strand that dude with a strikeout, I don't care.
Yeah, and I mean, he had a 1.1 whip or something like that. So, walks and hits per innings pitched, people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he's...
I'm just saying that those people, they are justified in that. He always makes it interesting.
Team record in appearances, 54-6. So that's pretty good.
It's nice when you only come into winning games.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad thing.
He doesn't play in a lot of clunkers.
His pitch mix has changed a lot.
Yeah.
His slider usage has never been higher, and his fastball usage has never been lower. And I expect it to stay the same or get closer, you know. I mean, in 2016, he was 81% fastball and 15% slider. In 2019, that 81% dropped down to 58, and that 15% bumped up to 31.
Yeah.
So, but guess what? His slider's just as nasty as his fastball, so it's almost like, why weren't you doing this earlier?
He didn't need to. He kind of learned how to pitch a little bit, and he... It's a nasty slider. It's not just it's a different, like a pitch. Like, you're geared up for 104, here's something different. Like, no, it's a nasty slider. He pitches a little bit now. He doesn't, I mean, I just laughed because they list his their guy's Twitter handle on there. @Chapman_105. Only because he used to touch 105 on the radar gun. So that's crazy. I mean, think, you know, a guy who throws 95 miles per hour throws pretty hard. This guy used to touch 105, and he still hits triple digits. I think last year when we were doing the PPP, we almost did a little, like, you know, don't expect the 101, 102 Chapman. Guess what? You kind of can.
Once it heats up.
He builds up a little bit to get
there.
He doesn't
like the cold.
You know, he likes... the intensity. He likes being in the big games. I think he told our guy, Joe's McFly, last year, like, he's kind of at the point of his career where, yeah, closing games is cool and stuff, but he is here to be the Yankees closer in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it's all built up for, and yet, at the same time, that little Altuve guy got him, buzzer or not.
Yeah. The last baseball ever touched by a Yankee was thrown by Aroldis last season and ended the season.
Yeah.
Is that way heavy on his mind, or has he completely forgotten it?
He's forgotten it.
Do you remember the story with Mariano?
There's a lot of Mariano stories. Him having the best jump his last year?
No. In 2003, when Boone hit it, and he did 3 innings to do it, he cried on the mound. He said he was thinking about 2001, the last time he was in the playoffs, and it was his double play ball, and you know, he felt like he lost the World Series for the right. Yankees. Like 3 years later.
Yeah.
And it was still heavy on his mind.
Well, like we just mentioned, and I guess it kind of goes overlooked, like Aroldis Chapman, in the games he was in, he was 53-6 last year. These guys are used to one thing. They finish the game, and the team wins. So when that doesn't happen, I mean, that's
But they
sticks.
Always say you got to have a short memory as a reliever, and it's like, well.
And a cornerback.
Mo was remembering stuff a lot.
He's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
He's different. So I don't know. What do we expect? Same old, same old?
I think we'd like to see an at-bat at some point if we can get it.
Yeah, maybe mean a tie game and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some interleague.
I was going to look something up. Oh, let's watch a random video.
Okay. I'm going ball.
Could be huge.
I'm going ball.
Randall Grichuk doubles on a fly ball to right fielder.
Damn, tough break.
This fuck, Randall Grichuk. He's going to come into the studio. What is this? Just a bloop. Gee.
Bloop, and then Giancarlo bloop. Does his.
It's a bloop and a bobble.
A nice juggling routine.
Bloop and a bobble. That's a bad random video. I thought the odds were so good we were going to get a nice random video out of Chapman.
What would be a good Chapman coverage gear?
Coverage gear for Chapman? I mean.
Just a missile?
Yeah, cute, like a missile. Yeah, be good. Let's see if they have any. Because this episode is brought to you by CoverageGear.com. You go to CoverageGear.com, use discount code JohnBoy. If that doesn't work, use Breakdown. I forget exactly which one it is. I think it's JohnBoy. And you get some hooked up with
we
some
like
gear.
Chapman swag, right?
Chappy swag.
Because that's his basic. That's some basic stuff that we kind of like.
That's his Instagram
So Chapman,
handle, right?
What's your... So, like, what's your thing? Chapman swag.
Mm-hmm. They have to have number 54 hats.
Two Gs.
Two Gs on the swag, obviously.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
They have to have 54. Do you like number 54? That was my number in hockey. I didn't like it, but that was my number in hockey. It's a linebacker number.
It's all right, yeah. I mean, and he, I don't know, he wears it well. We know it'll be kind of cool. And, oh, I wonder if Mike Kaster has this lined up. Might have to send him a DM. But if Garrett Cole goes to Chappie, that's 45-54.
Yeah.
45 to start it, 54 to end it. Yankees win this one 3-1, and John Flaherty's asleep.
Mean.
A little mean.
45-54.
I love you, Flash.
Front to back.
Front to back. Yeah, that's a good K line.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, go to coveragegear.com, get a 45 and get a 54, or just buy one and then wear the hat upside down or just project yourself in a mirror to everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. Then it covers both players.
Chapman swag.
Chappy swag, scary Chappy. I don't know. Go do your scary shit, Chappy. We're happy for you.
Kinda.
Not the bad guy stuff.
Yes.
Don't shoot guns around.
No.
On the mound.
Be good at baseball.
Dripping sweat. We talk about the sweat yet?
We haven't talked about the sweat too much.
He likes the heat. It's from Cuba. When it's cold, it's not a good sign.
Where's the one place he's always dry? Is that Tampa?
Yeah, you want the sweat dripping from his
right.
Like, chin. Like
right,
the, little
bloop, the double chin.
The ploop, ploop. Yeah.
What was that noise?
Ploop. Yeah, it's just a drip right down from his sweat.
Ploop, ploop, ploop. Bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop. Could be a whole podcast.
Bloop. Yeah, you could do a whole show on that.
Anything else we need to look for?
No.
I don't know.
Now we're done.
No, really.
No, just Chappy.
Like, what? Does Matt Blake say anything to Chappy?
Interesting to see if that's even a dynamic.
Something.
Yeah. Good. Keep doing you.
I think they have a handshake. Like, Matt Blake shows him the baseball savant thing and is just like... You got it.
I would think Matt Blake introduces himself, says, been a fan for a while.
That's interesting.
Love your stuff. If you ever have any questions or need anything, don't hesitate.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm going to let you do you.
Yeah. It's tough at the same time. Like, Matt Blake, that's like the ultimate. Like, that's the ultimate science experiment.
Yeah.
Like, I think he says that speech you just said, and he says, if you want to go to 106, let me know.
I don't know. It might be about throwing his two-seamer more. Remember he threw a couple two-seamers last year?
I think when he mixes in that changeup.
Yeah, the changeup he didn't throw at all last year, but he threw one in 2018. Maybe he threw two in 2018 and one in 2019. The sinker is something that he had two-seamer he never threw. And they threw it a couple times in 18 and 19, so maybe we'll see that more.
He'll throw.
Imagine if you're the catcher and you're like, wait, so now you're going to throw that same fastball, but it's going to move on me?
I'm good.
I'm out.
No thanks.
See you later. That ends this episode.
Coverage gear, Chapman. Chapman swag.
Swag.